Kriya Shema, Rashi says, B'loshin HaKodesh, V'loi B'loshin Acher. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds you can only be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriya Shema if you say it in Hebrew the way it's written. If you say it in English, you're not Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriya Shema. Rebbe, V'chom Moim L'chom say no B'chol Loshin. You could say it in any Loshin you want, any language you could say Kriya Shema, you'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So this is not Megaya to us yet, but we'll soon see our Halacha. Now, my time of the Rebbe, what's the Machlokes? Why does Rebbe say, Davka Loshin HaKredish? Well, Makro, the Pasuk says, Vohoyu, is Vohoyu Vidashin, is Pasuk Vohoyu Adzvorim Eilo, Vidashin Bevyosin Yu. It has to stay the way they were given. Rashi B'Loshin HaKredish. Vohoyu, it has to be the same way always. It means Krishma, just like it's written in Loshin HaKredish, that's the way you have to say it. You have to read it, say Krishma only in Loshin HaKredish, that's the way in the kind of mitzvah. For Rabbon in my time, what's Rabbon in Svara? On my quote, the Pasuk says, Shema, Shema Yisroel means here, V'chol Loshen Shata Shemaya. Any language that you hear it in, it's okay. Lav Dalkin Loshen HaKredish, any language you say, it's okay. For the Gemara, V'Rebbe Nami, Hoksiv Shema, like what does Rebbe argue on the Chomim? I, the Pasuk says, Shema Yisroel, as long as you hear it. Homi Boile, you know what you do with the word Shema. Heshmi Ali Oznecho, Mashata Maitzim Epicha. Ms. Rebbe holds, you have to hear what you're saying. You can't say it so low that you yourself don't hear it. That's not called a Dibur. A Dibur means you say it loud enough that at least your ears can hear what you're saying. That's called Shema. Shema means your ears have to hear what you're saying. For our bottom server, our bottom hold, no. That command the Yomar, HaKurya Shema, if somebody says Kriya Shema and reads it so low, that you do not hear your own ears, do not hear what you're saying, still your Yotza. That's the locha. But the yevad you yotze. Like a tchili is supposed to say it loud enough that you can hear it. But the yevad, we hold out the rabbanon shita, even if you said it so low that you can't hear it, still as long as the words came out of your mouth, there was a kriya, your mekayim mitzvahs kriya shema. Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over. For Rabbonin Fetimor Akasha, for Rabbonin Nami Yoksiv Hoyu, like good Rabbonin have a Pasuk of Shema in any language, but Rebbe is right, the Pasuk also says, Vahoyu Hadvor Mela, for Hoyu it should be the same way. I mean, just like it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, that's the way you have to read it. Fetimor Rabbonin Nami Yoksiv Hoyu, so Marian says, Vahumi Boile, Shelo Yikor Lamafreya, that's how we know our halacha. Vahoyu means you have to read it the way it's written in order. One posik after the next posik, and not skip around and then come back. You can't read it backwards, I'm afraid it's no good. That's the posik of Ahoyu, it has to be in its right manner and not backwards. Rashi Shlo Yikra L'mafreya, Rashi says, Almo Kriya Shema L'mafreya Loi, you can't read Kriya Shema backwards. From Yehocha Yalav Tonad L'yeel Taima. From here, that's the time before it says Kriya Shema cannot be read backwards, we know from this posik of Ahoyu. Fredi Gemara V'Rebi, Shlo Yikra L'mafreya Minolei, how does Rebbe know this, you said, that you can't read Kriya Shema backwards? How do you know it? He used the words Vahoyu to say that you could only read it in its Lashon HaKodesh, the way it was given. So how do we know L'mafreya not? So my answer is, Midvorim HaDvorim. Fedmar V'Rebbe, Shalayikar L'mafreya Minolei, how does Rebbe know that you can't read L'mafreya? So my answer is, Midvorim HaDvorim. The Pasuk just could have said Vahoyu Dvorim. Why did it say it had to say Hadvorim? For in saying Hadvorim, the extra A, that's who learns that. That has to be in the right manner. The right order, that's the way you say it. You can't say it backwards. So Rebbe learns Vahoyu means only in Lashon HaKodesh the way it was given, not in another language. And Hadvorim means the right way and not skip around. For Rabbonin, what about the Rabbonin? Why don't they also say that Vahoyu is for Dafka Lashon HaKodesh and Hadvorim is for the right Seder, the right order? And the Gemara, Dvorim, Hadvorim, Lemashvalu. That's the Machlokes. The Rabbanan say we don't make a drasha from the word Hadvorim. Dvorim and Hadvorim are the same way, that's the way the Psukim talk. So since the Pasuk says Hadvorim, you don't have an extra word like an extra hay. Therefore, how do we know you have to have it in the right order? From the word Vahoyu. So the Rabbanan used the word Vahoyu to say you have to read it in the right order. And the word Shema comes to teach us any language you say it in, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. So Mar says now, if this is the machlokes by Kriya Shema, Lema, let's say, Ksova Rebbe, Kol HaTorah Kula, B'chol Loshen Emra.
that the rest of the Torah, which Chura means by Kriyas HaTorah, you're allowed to say it in any language. You could read the Torah in English if you want. Let's say that's what Rebbe holds. That's what Rashi says. B'chol Loshon Nemra means Likroy, so you could read the Torah in any language you want. B'chol Loshon. V'lochen Itzvach B'kriya Shema B'hoyu. Latimar says, well, how do we know this from? How do we know Rebbe holds you could read the Torah in any language? Di Sakwa Daitchuch. V'loshon HaKodesh Nemra, if you want to tell me that Torah is only read in Loshon HaKodesh, so lomuli lemichta b'hoyu. Why does the pasuk have to say again by kriyishma b'hoyu only in lashon hakodesh, like pshita? If the Torah can only be read in lashon hakodesh, so pshita shema also is only in lashon hakodesh. So it'd be good like this: the Torah could be read in any language. So that's why I need the word b'hoyu to say kriyishma as dafka lashon hakodesh. Gemara says no, itzrich. It could be the whole Torah according to Rabbi that means the way Rashi says when you read from the Torah, you have to read in lashon hakodesh. You cannot read in English. So if so, why do I need another pasuk? Kriyishma also was only in Hebrew? Because I would have thought, Shema Kirabonim. Because the pasuk says by Shema Yisrael, says Shema. I would have thought that Rabbi also was like the Rabbonim. As long as you hear, no matter what language it is, it's good. Therefore the pasuk says, no, Kriyishma also has to be Pedavki in Lashon HaKodesh. Now the opposite way. Let's say the Rabbanan hold the whole Torah. Whenever you go to read the Torah, you have to bedafka read it in Lashon HaKodesh. If you're going to think that b'chol Lashon Emra, that the Torah was said in any Lashon, lomli lemichta Shema, why by Krishma does the pasuk have to say Shema as if to say a drasham in any language? Like, why is Krishma different than the Torah itself? You could read the Torah in any language. You could also say Shema in any language. So Gemara says, no, Itzrich. No, I need the extra pasuk Shema. I would have thought, even though the whole Torah true could be read in any language, but I would have thought Krishma is different. Because the pasuk says like Rebbe, for Hoyu, to Rebbe. Volume means it has to be the way it was given. So maybe, what do you mean the way it was given? It was written for sure in Lashon HaKodesh. The question is, when we learn the Torah now, could we learn it in English? So I would have thought, for Hoyu says, just like it was given in Hebrew, you have to read Kriyishma at least in Lashon HaKodesh. It's Kosev Achamon Shema. Therefore the Pasuk says Shema, that according to Rabbanin, you could say Kriyishma in any language either, in any language. The same halacha that applies to Krishma applies to the Kriyas HaTorah. The middle of Taptaisa says, like Piras HaKuntris, Shenitno Likres B'chol Loshon. The Machlaika says, can you lane read from the Torah in any language? So the Kosha says there, Survey Kriyas HaTorah Enim in HaTorah. Here is the question, Midiraisa, and that we read the Torah is only Midirabon, Elim Midirabon and Levad. Be Pasha Zachar, only Pasha Zachar, do you have to read Midiraisa? Midiraisa. But Al-Mulayin, that we're laying on Shabbos and on Monday and Thursday, it's only Midirabonin. So V'nira Tay says like this, Nachi Perushay, called Kriya Shabbat Torah. Anytime the Torah gives a mitzvah of Kriya, Kagoyin mitzvah Chalitza, when you don't make Yibun, you make Chalitza, there's a Pasha to speak out. The Kriya of that Pasha has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. O Pasha Segla Rufa, Rels Vidoy Maisa Bikurim, V'chalenu Ashtunim Perakel Namorim Besaita. When the Torah says a special mitzvah to say that Pasha, I would have thought that has to be Vidavka in Lashon HaKodesh, or else that's the Machlokes, Lashon HaKodesh, or in any language you want. Other Mephoshim, which Vortaka says, Pshan Rashi is, that the Midiraisa, there's a mitzvah to read the Torah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that's what the Rabbanan Moshe Rabbeinu was masakin it, that's only Monday and Thursday and Friday, and Mincha by Shabbos. But to read the Torah by Shabbos and Yom Tov, they learn to deraisa. There's a mitzvah deraisa to learn the Torah. And that's what the Gemara is going on. Can you learn the Torah, can you read it in English, or b'dafk in Lashon HaKodesh? That's the Machlokes. Right. Tefillah. The next thing the Braisa says is Shemon Esrei. When we say the 18 brachas, we have to say it in the right order. We can't switch around the order. So Gemara asks me, Nolan, how do we know this? There's an order to the Yud Ches, the davening Shemon Esrei. The Tanya we learned, Shimon HaPakuli. Shimon HaPakuli, Rashi says, Yeshurim, why is he called HaPakuli? Shemistaker Betsemer Geffen. He made business from cotton. Shinikra HaPakuli. So that was his name, Shimon HaPakuli, because he made his business from selling cotton, or making cotton. Is Hister Shemoyne Asar Brochus. He was the one that made the Seder, the order, how we say our 18 brachas. Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, ala Seder. Ala Seder b'yavne. That... Yeah. Oh, no, ala Seder. He said over this order in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Gemara says b'yavne. Not sure, ala Seder b'yavne. She goes, I'm not sure. The Omer Rabbi Yechanan, the Yamrullah, some say, but Nisan of Rice, we learned like this. That is going to be a kasha. So far it says that Shimon Apkuli, he was the one that made the Seder, the order of the 18 brachas. Now the Gemara has asked the question now, it wasn't him, it was all these Chachom that made it. And the Teretz is going to be later that true, these Chachom made it, but later they forgot the order, and Shimon Apkuli, he's the one that taught us again the order the way it was originally. But the kasher is now, who made it originally? Tony will learn like this. Meyav the Esrim Zakenim. There was 120 Zakenim in Zbik Tamid Chachomim. Uvahem Kama Neviim. And amongst them were plenty of Neviim. Tiknu Shmoina Asar Brochus, Allah Seder. The Anshech Nesra Gedoyla, they were the one that was Masakin, the Shmon Esrim that we say every day. The Yitzchaz Brochus. So this is a kasher really. How come it says here Shimon Apkuli made the order if it says here 120 Zakenim made it? And like we'll see later, the Teretz says that they made it, 120, but that it was forgotten, and later on Shimon Apkuli reminded us exactly the right order. Now, Tana Rabbanim, Minayin Shemim Ovis. How do we know the first brach has to be Ovis? And Magen Avron, Shinemar the Pasuk says, Hovu Lashem B'nei Elim. B'nei Elim means the strong people, those are the Ovis. Uminayin Shemim Gevurah. How do we know the second brach, Ata Gibur? We have to say Gevurah. Shinemar Hovul Hashem Kvoid V'yoyis, come and give Hashem Oiz strength. That's Kvura. Uminayin Shemim Kedushas. How do we know the third book? We say Yata Kadush. We say Kedusha. Shinemar Hovul Hashem Kvoid Shemoy Hishtachvul Hashem Bahadras Kredish. Says Bahadras Kredish. So that goes on Kedusha. So after Kvura we say Kedusha. Now, Umaro Loimer Bina. How come the first book we say is Yata Chenu Adam Das? How can we talk about brains, about the seichel, understanding? Acher kedusha after kedusha, shenamar the pasuk says, "V'hakedishu es kedush Yaakov, v'yaselokei Yisrael yaritzu." The mashma we're talking about the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. The samach l'arvadi after kedusha it says, "V'yodu soye ruach bina." That the people that make mistakes, they should have real understanding. So the pasuk Yishayo says right after kedusha, bina. That's why the first thing we ask for is bina, understanding. Umaro loyma tshuva achabina. How can we say after the bracha of atachenin, we say right away the bracha about tshuva? Hashiveinu avinu sarosechem. You see what the pasuk says? Ulevava yavin, your heart should understand. Vishava rafalai, you should come and do tshuva. So right after understanding, with the understanding, you have to start to do tshuva. Yachif rat gemara loyma refuah basre the tshuva. If so, the pasuk says like do tshuva and get healed up. So who right after tshuva, we should say the bracha refuah. So how come we say gal Yisrael in between? And the Malay sakadai gal Yisrael, Malay sakadai. If they see the pasuk says v'yashiv al Hashem v'yachemayu, that gal return to Hashem, v'alakeinu ki yarbal esleach, Hashem will forgive us. So therefore, after the bracha of Ashreinu Avinu, we say slach lanu. We have to ask for forgiveness. Umachozes the somches aha. How do we know to be samech over here that slach lanu should come after hashiveinu, after the bracha of tshuva? Samechah, maybe samech on the other pasuk that says that after tshuva comes refuah, comes healing. So Gemara says, kasuv kurachrina. There's another pasuk that says hasalech lechol avonechi. Mas maslicha, forgiveness comes after for your averus. Then it says haroi for lechol tachloreichi. Then it says about refuah. Then it says hagoyel mishachas. Hashem will redeem us. So, Lemaim was to teach us the Gula Refua Bosa Slichi, that both the bracha of Gula to redeeming us and Refua of healing us, both comes after Slicha, after we ask for forgiveness. So first again we say Hashiveinu Avinu, we say the bracha of Tshuva, and now we say Slach Lanu, we're asking for forgiveness. For the Mar book, Siva, the Pasuk says, Vishav V'rapaloi, I mashma, right after Tshuva, right after you come back, right away she asks for refuah to be healed up. Who lav refuah de tachlulim hi? That pasuk of v'shav v'rapaloi is not going on that Hashem will heal you from your sicknesses. El refuah de slichi. It means that Hashem will forgive you. That's what it means. V'shav v'rapaloi means do tshuva, come back, and v'rapaloi means Hashem will forgive you, not that Hashem will heal you.
So therefore, after a bracha of tshuva, we say slach lanu, then we say gula, and then we say refuah. For the Gemara, good. Of a maro leima gula bashrius. How come, like we say gula, we ask for redeeming before we ask for refuah? Why does gula come seventh? Or marova mitoch shasidim ligo bashrius. Because the mitzvah shem Mashiach will come in the seventh year. Lefika kovah bashrius. Therefore, the kaveh of the bracha of Gaal Yisrael negates to the seventh bracha. Even though Gaal Yisrael is not only going on the redemption of Mashiach, the Mefarshim say it goes in any problem we have, any tzara, any bad situation we're in, we're asking Hashem, Gaal Yisrael, that Hashem should redeem us from any problem we're in. The component of the main redemption will be when Mashiach will come. So since Mashiach has come in the seventh year of Shemitah, that's why we say the seventh bracha. For the Gemara, is that true? We learned Beshishes Kailas. On the sixth year of Shemitah, there'll be a lot of noise. There'll be the Mechamis then. There'll be noise, Kailas. Bashriyas Mechamis. In the seventh year of Shemitah, there'll be the Mechama. There'll be the war. And B'moitsoi Shriyas Ben David Bo. First, after Shemitah, in the beginning of the B'moitsoi Shriyas, after the seventh year, that's when Mashiach will first come. So, why do we say the Bracha in the seventh? Alechur Mashiach will come in the eighth year like? There it says, the war, the Mechama Gogel Magog, that's the beginning of the Gula. So since the war will take place in the seventh year, the Gula like is starting in the seventh, that's why we say the Bracha Gaal Yisrael, the Gaal Yisrael, that's the seventh Bracha. How come we say Refua, the eighth Bracha, after Gaal Yisrael, we say Bracha Refua? Since Mila was given on the eighth day, Shetzrich Refua, and after you have a bris Mila, you have to have a Refua, you have to be healed up. Therefore, the eighth bracha we say is Refainu. How come after that, the ninth bracha is Baruch Aleinu, we're asking Hashem to give us panosa, give us a livelihood? Is Omer Rabbi Alexandria, Kineged Mafkiya Shorim. Because the people that change the shorim change the prices in the marketplaces. The pasuk says Shivor Zeroya Rosha, that he'll change around the marketplaces. So what does that have to do with the ninth? Here Rashi says a parsha Chiyas Omra. This was said in the ninth parsha. And this pasuk here Shivor Zeroya Rosha is talking about the ninth pasuk. Mar says it here Shivor Zeroya Rosha for David Kiyomra B'Chiyas Omra. When David said this capital is talking about the ninth capital, so that's why the bracha of Baruch Aleinu goes in the ninth bracha. Omar ro loyma kibbutz golius liyacha brichas hashonim. How come the next bracha is a kibbutz golius? We say right then we say kibbutz golius right chav shofer. How come that bracha is the tenth bracha? The Yechid the pasuk says v'yatim harei Yisrael anavchem titenu feryichem tisol liyami Yisrael. So Mashur what, that after the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, then you come to have a kibbutz golius. The Rashi says, Alma, kibbutz golius, be'ez birchas hashanim hi. That kibbutz will also be, bezman when we have Baruch Aleinu, Hashem gives us a panosa. That's going to pirichem tisol ami, that Hashem will give us food. And then it says, "Kikervul lovei," that Hashem will gather us together. Right then, the chivush in his kabsu golius. Once there'll be a kibbutz golius, everybody will be brought back together again. Nasadin v'rishoyim. Then Hashem will give judgment to the rishoyim. Now we say, "Tashiva shevtenu kavar rishoyna." Hashem will come and give judgment again. Shneimer the pasuk says, "V'yoshiva yodi olayich v'yetzrev kabor sigoyich." That Hashem will return us, bring us back again, and then he'll punish the goyim that gave us a hard time. Well, see, the pasuk says, "V'yoshiva shevtayich k'v'rishayna." Hashem will return the judgment the way it was at the beginning. So, therefore, that's why Hashiva shevtayno comes after the kabbish shofer. Now, v'chiva and shenasa din min rishayim. As soon as Hashem gives judgment to the rishayim, meila kolu ha'poshim v'kolu zaydim imoyim. Therefore, we say, "Lamashinim atei sikva," the Rishonim should be destroyed. When Hashem will give them judgment, after the judgment, they'll be destroyed. So, after the judgment of Hashiva Shevtenu, we say, "Lamashinim," the Goyim will be destroyed. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Vesheva poishim v'chatoyim yachtav." Hashem will destroy the poishim, the Rishonim. V'chivon shekolo ha-poshim, once the Rishoyim will be destroyed, Misroim m'mes keren tzadikim. That's the next brach of Allah tzadikim, Allah chassidim, that then will be lifted up, the keren, the corn of the tzadikim. The horn of the tzadikim. You see, the pasuk says, V'chol karne Rishoyim ha-gadeya, t'ra m'menu karnas tzadik. That once Hashem knocks down the Rishoyim, then automatically comes up the tzadikim. The Kerlo Geriat Tzadikim HaTzadikim. When we put the Geriat Tzadik also, the good Gerim, with the Tzadikim, Shenema Mifnei Seva Tokim. For that the Pnei Zokim. The Samach Lev, Chiyoga Ritchem Ger, Samashim Ger also goes with the Tzadikim. The Heichim Mishroimimus, where will Hashem lift up the Tzadikim? Where will we have our Gula? Where will we be then? Maybe Yerushalayim. Hashem will lift us up, then Mashiach will come, then we'll be in Yerushalayim. That's why the next bracha we say, Yerushalayim Yircha, goes to Yerushalayim. Shalem Mashalu Shalom Yerushalayim, Yishtovo Yavoich. Now, Kivon Shev Nivnes Yerushalayim, once Yerushalayim is built up, Vodavit, then Mashiach will come. It comes together, really. Shalem Mashalu Shalom Yerushalayim,